USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As racial tensions continue around the United States, Wisconsin's governor has summoned the National Guard for fear of another round of violent protests. After the police shooting of a black man turned Kenosha into the nation's latest flashpoint city in a summer of racial unrest, Democratic Governor Tony Evers said 125 members of the National Guard would be in Kenosha tonight with responsibility for guarding infrastructure and making sure the firefighters and others involved are fully protected. County authorities also announced an 8 o'clock curfew. The move came as protesters set cars on fire, smashed windows, and clashed with officers in riot gear over the wounding of 29-year-old Jacob Blake, who was hospitalized in serious condition. In a widely seen cell phone video made by an onlooker, he was shot apparently in the back as he leaned into his SUV while three children sat in the vehicle. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy told lawmakers that he has warned allies of President Donald Trump that the president's repeated attacks on the legitimacy of mail-in ballots are not helpful, but denied that the recent changes at the Postal Service are linked to the November elections. DeJoy, who has come under intense scrutiny over sweeping policy changes at the Postal Service, faced new questions on mounting problems at the agency as it prepares to deliver record numbers of ballots this fall as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. In a notable change, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his running mate Kamala Harris will now be regularly tested for the coronavirus as the race for president heats up. Biden spokesman Andrew Bates said this announcement is another step demonstrating Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's commitment to turn the page on the catastrophic mismanagement during the worst public health crisis in over 100 years. A campaign aide said the decision to move forward with regular testing was based on the recommendations of the campaign's medical advisors. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Flooding caused by heavy rains has killed at least 6 people along Turkey's Black Sea coast and left another 25 missing, including some rescue workers. Television footage showed vehicles being swept away by floods on the main road off of the mountain in the town of Dirili, which lies 12 miles inland from the Black Sea. Bridges, roads, and buildings were completely washed away. Across the province, over 360 buildings were damaged. Heavy rain along Turkey's Black Sea coast also saw apartment buildings evacuated after landslides in the Rizeh province, 110 miles east of the Black Sea. A Connecticut town's officials are showing comedian John Oliver what they think about his expletive-filled rant about their city, naming the local sewage treatment plant after him. Danbury Mayor Mark Boughton announced the tongue-in-cheek move in a video posted on his Facebook page that shows him at the plant. He said, "We're going to rename it the John Oliver Memorial Sewer Plant. Why? Because it's full of crap, just like you." The new name comes after a recent episode of HBO's Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, in which he explored the race racial disparities in the jury selection process, citing problems with a number of Connecticut towns. In the segment, Oliver noted Danbury's charming railway system and its historic Hearthstone Castle. Oliver also made fun of Boughton and other American mayors over videos they made seeking to attract Amazon's second world headquarters to their cities. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.